it's suitable for me to, as someone who was around when the walls first started coming up, I thought frocks. And I thought it would be rather unusual for you, Jonathan.
Pantomime
Dames. I know you like them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, you could, can't stay out of them, yes. So Pantomime Dames costumes, of which we have two in front of us, and one of which you've just been wearing for a photo call.
Yes.
First of all, how important is the costume to your character, to the dame that you play at the Theatre Royal every year?
Well, in our pantos at the Royal, I insist that we have a professional chorus, and especially for girls, I don't want there are no second-class citizens in our pantomime. So their frocks are done with the same precision as a principal artist. You've got to feel really good, especially if you're a woman. Now, the thing is, Jonathan, I know I'm in my leotards and everything as I'm speaking to you now. But
very lovely you look,
thank
too.
Thank you, Dan, thank you. But I'm not here for praise. The thing is, I'm not actually a woman. So, I mean, it's sort of difficult, although I've sort of been a sex symbol here for about 800 years. I'm not actually. And I tell you, if people think these costumes, which are remarkably made, they really are, fit the West End or anywhere, if they think you can get any enjoyment whatsoever, both professionally or privately, out of them, you can't. They're very, very heavy. And I call them frocks, but it's certainly not drag, it's certainly not frocks, it's a costume.
And how important is that costume to how you as Berwick Kayla feel as the dame when you walk out on the stage?
Not a lot. Now, I mean, it's for me, not every costume has to be funny, but it's great if I know there are women in that audience who pick out the most amazing sort of stitch work on the costumes and everything else. Yeah, it's great, but I tend to go for the funny ones, you know.
Well, it is that initial impact, isn't it? That is your as you walk onto the stage, the first thing that panto audience sees every year is you and the costume, and that's the first laugh.
The thing is, the first laugh will be my costume when I come on. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's really well made. The thing is, you look at panto posters all over the country. I can tell you whether that's going to be a first-class pantomime or a rubbish one just by what they're wearing in the photographs. It is amazing. Costumes are really, really important.
We've got a couple of your previous dame costumes in front of us here. There's a big contrast. One of them is very modern with lots of wild print all over it. I can recognise the front,
shambles.
The shambles, the front of the mansion house.
Yeah, Betty's. They're all there. They're all there.
And then the one alongside it is actually quite regal. I mean, if I were to come across this in some kind of costume exhibition, someone could convince me that this was a reproduction of something out of the Elizabethan era.
I have to say, it is amazing. But you see how large it is there? And this front bit here opens up. And I can't remember the show we used it in, but Martin Barris came out from underneath there. And he had to do 5 minutes under my legs, hidden by a frock. So there you go.
Man's put up with a lot over the years,
oh,
hasn't he?
Oh, bless him. What would we do without him?
What about the quick change aspect? Because part of the thing is that you've got to be able to get in and out of these costumes at breakneck speed in the wings.
I think at this disappoints the makers of the costume and the designers when I turn around and say, it's lovely, it's wonderful, it's very funny, but I need to get into it in 15 seconds. So it can, to a designer, and Charles Kizik-Smith does the costumes for us, and he's absolutely brilliant, does all the big German operas and all that kind of thing. We have a really good team working for us.
Do you look forward to every year the panto? Obviously, you look forward to panto season, but do you look forward to putting on these dresses, or is it a bit of a nightmare?
Sorry. It's a delusion if anybody thinks it is a nightmare. And don't forget, when the dame's off, she isn't sitting in her dressing room in the rocking chair. She's changing, and I have a wonderful dresser, Kathy, who's about, oh, I don't know. Well, I'll shame her by saying she's probably about 58. She's about 4 foot tall, skinny as a beanpole. But what a toughie. I couldn't do without her. She gets me into all these. And whatever she's only once made a mistake in about 20-odd years she's been with me. and she put me in the wrong costume. But me being me, I never noticed. So I went on in the wrong costume. But whatever I'm wearing, it's Kathy. She puts me in, and that's it.
We've got these two costumes in front of us, which date from previous pantomimes at the Theatre Royal. Are they all kept? Is there an archive of Berwick Kayler's dame costume somewhere?
I don't know. They still seem to be around. I know that some of them get hired out, but I mean, like these two in front of us, I think they should be kept, and the theatre should find some place.
They're works of art, aren't they, really?
Well, let's not get carried away, but it just, I mean, this one just represents York, and it is, it's the pantomime in York, and I'm a stalwart for selling York.